Done.
Great, thank you. All right, welcome. This is the April 5th, 2023 meeting of the Central Business District Historic District Landmarks Commission. Roll call. Seamus McGuire, absent. John Boyd, present. Wynn Payne, present. Nicole DiPietro, present. Peter Trappolin, present. Matt Norton, absent. Adrian Dixon, absent. Bradley Becknell, present. Dow Edwards, present. We have six members constituting a quorum.
Thank you. I'm sure everyone received a copy of the March 1st minutes of our last meeting. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes? Do we have a motion to approve the minutes? Second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Minutes approved as indicated on email. Consent agenda items. We have two. One is for 7359 St. Charles, and the other is 329 North Diamond Street. Everyone should have received information on this. Do we have a motion to...
call for public comment.
Oh, okay. Excuse me. Is there anyone here from the public that would wish to comment on these two consent agenda items? Okay. No. Okay. Do we have a motion to approve?
Is there a staff report or anything?
For consent agenda?
Oh, for consent agenda. Sorry, I apologize. Yeah. Sorry.
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Unanimous. Let's see. Ratification of the Architectural Review Committee and staff actions since the March 1st meeting. Everyone should have received a copy of that. I was aware. Do we have a motion to approve or?
Move to approve.
Okay. Second?
One second.
Okay. All in favor? Any opposed? No. Okay. Staff, HTLC reports and communications. Do we have anything at this point?
Yeah, I wanted to let the commission know last month the commission voted to nominate Plaza Tower for study as a landmark. It was immediately appealed to City Council, and it is going to be heard tomorrow morning at Council, and we're anticipating that they're going to overturn the decision to nominate it. So, not unexpected, but just wanted to let everybody know.
Do we have anyone speaking in favor of it? Or
we're going to be presenting a report.
A report.
We've gotten notice that it's expected to overturn.
Okay. That's unfortunate.
I'm sure there will be public comment.
That's, yeah, some public comment. And from our point of view, commission members, are we allowed or enabled to go to city council meetings and voice our feelings on the subject, or is that something you all represent the commission on the judgment that we came to?
This is something that Brian and I were kind of talking about last time around. I don't know if there is a particular rule that prohibits something like that. Mm-hmm. You generally want to stay away from things that make it look like there is, you know, some sort of bias or something like that, but there is no real rule on that that's been codified that I'm aware of.
Gotcha. So basically, the director or the staff representative will voice what exactly occurred at the meeting?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, I think, not to give any legal advice, but I think we've got to try to stay away from advocacy. I mean, there isn't a rule that prohibits it, but as a commission, we want to, I think, stay away from advocacy for one side or the other.
As a matter of fact, so yesterday I was looking over the canon that the judges use, you know, in courts, but, you know, which may sometime down the road be something that we could perhaps adopt, you know, for commissions as well. But to my knowledge, it's only applicable for the judiciary in courtrooms, not for any sort of judicial magistrate.
So if it is overturned, what is the next step as far as, is there like, is it over until X amount of months before someone could bring it for a vote again, or?
I believe, I haven't had a chance to double check the ordinance, but I believe the ordinance is silent on deadline of time before it can be brought up again. There is a piece of the ordinance that states that you have to wait a year to reapply for the same matter. So I think that would address this. So I think legally it would probably come down to it. If somebody wanted to do it again, it would need to wait
a year. Okay.
But a different person could bring it.
I don't think a different person, well, that we'd have to investigate that aspect of it. It hasn't come up before, but it may come up again.
And you know, part of the staff study was the fact that, you know, any project moving forward is going to need to take advantage of tax credits, which does still in a great level of control of the exterior of the building. So it's not a complete loss. On some level, it's, you know, a bit redundant, but at the same time, I think it's good that we, as a commission, made a statement that this is something that, you know, rose to the level of nomination, and the process is going to work itself out. So
the fact, though, that will, and maybe you already know the answer to this question, the fact that it will not be a city landmark, it is still a national.
Correct.
So the opportunity for them to demolish it would be a challenge.
Not necessarily. No? That nomination has nothing to do with it, but just the fact that if they were going to, you know, revitalize the building with tax credits, it would be protected.
Correct.
So, but the National Register does not have any protection that goes along with that.
Right.
No. Unless federal funds are used.
Okay. So how would a concerned citizen protect somebody else's property from being torn down?
Well, it's the same process. I mean, yeah. That's why we nominate, you know, buildings all the time.
Yeah.
And a lot more in the New Orleans HDLC than in the CBD. Mm-hmm. But that's why this process is in place.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Just curious.
Sure.
Do we have anything else?
No.
Okay. Good.
No.
Any questions or discussion further? All right. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We're out.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Wow, 14 minutes. I'm telling you, that's a...
This isn't a record, though.
Yeah. No, we had one that was 10.
We had one that was like...
Yeah, 8. Yeah.